texted in here and says, you know, historically, the hurricane you got to watch is the one that nobody says you have to watch, like the one that nobody expects. And I know, Sally, Ivan, I get it. I do. And so that's why I'm always torn, okay? I'm not a native Floridian. I'm not a native to the hurricane thing. And I certainly don't want to pretend to be a meteorologist. But going by what I see and have learned over the time. But yeah, that's why I always feel like everything you say about hurricanes has to come with that one asterisk. You know, like, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you ask you know? Anyone. Yeah.
Right.
No lie.
All right. Thanks so much for that text. I appreciate it. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on a Friday. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How are you looking this weekend? It's past Labor Day. It's past the big rush. What's the status of the beaches going to be today?
It looks like a beautiful, flat, and calm today. Well, we had great weather yesterday, the start of the day. We had thunderstorms coming in the afternoon. So they might come in the afternoon, but right now we're going to be starting out with, we have a yellow flag post, but once the lifeguards come on duty at 9:30, we'll be changing it to green. And we look forward to green flags for Saturday also.
They got hail in Milton yesterday. Did you get hail on the beach yesterday?
Oh, no, but we could certainly see that storm from the beach. You know, we were looking north and we thought, we wonder if that's going to stretch down our way. But fortunately, it didn't. And we had, you know, it was a nice day on the beach. It was beautiful to be out there yesterday. And a lot of the people are still coming out. You know, Labor Day's come and gone. But people are still coming to the beach, and we've got lifeguards in the towers till the middle of October.
But you have a change schedule after Labor Day, is that right?
Oh, most definitely. Before Labor Day, once the schools start, you know, I've got 15 in local high schools and 15 in local universities, and some people have used up their allotment of hours. They're capped at 1,400 hours, so I've got some people that can't work after 1,400 hours because their seasonal appointment is over. But we're looking forward to 2024. We've got the test set up through UWF for the December 9th and the 16th, two Saturdays. So we're working on scheduling another swim run test, and we start our hiring process all over again in just a few short months.
I know that to some degree, every year is a little bit of stressful because, you know, how many lifeguards do you need? How many will you get? What's the combination of their availability and the limitations on them, like you mentioned, and that they cannot drive the truck if they're under 21, as you mentioned to us last week, which I thought was fascinating and didn't know. What's your kind of stress level about staffing going into next year at this point, if that's even a reasonable thing to ask this early?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good question because we've looked at the people that have gone out of town to school, and some of them are on scholarships to swim, and we don't know if it's kind of doubtful if they're going to be coming back. The farthest lifeguard I have, he goes to school at University of Colorado Boulder, so that's the most distant lifeguard we have. He's gone out of town to school, and he's worked for us for several years, and we just hope that he returns next summer.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, every year it's a challenge, but like you said, you got tryouts coming out in December, and I know we'll mention that again when we get a little bit closer to it. Dave, thank you so much, as always, for the time. Thank you for the encouragement. I think, by the way, do I remember, did we have a near drowning on Monday, a child maybe this past Monday? Does that seem right to you?
Yeah, suffered a seizure in the water and was transported to a local hospital. So that happened Monday. We had, that happened Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
Saturday was wet and rainy. Our weekend began wet and rainy, but then Sunday it got sunny. And so we had a nice sunny Labor Day out there. We're happy about that. But, just adding to the, to hiring lifeguards, I get emails a lot of times from people that said, "Hey, I lifeguarded here. I'm down in Pensacola for flight trainer. I'm down in Pensacola for the university. I've lifeguarded in Maryland, or I lifeguarded in the East Coast of Florida. Are you guys hiring?" And it's not that simple. We just, you know, don't hire. We have to go through a hiring process. They have to test. They have to swim. They have to run. And then we give them pre-service training, up to 80 hours of training, surf, rescue, and medical first responder training. So it requires a lot of effort, and especially, you know, hats off to the high school kids that we do hire.
Yeah.
Because they go to school Monday through Friday, and on the weekends in the wintertime or spring, Saturdays and Sundays are spent all day with us.
Well, I've got to imagine that just as the average vacationer coming to the Gulf doesn't understand the difference between a swimming pool and the Gulf necessarily, there may be some lifeguards who they lifeguarded at a pool or maybe a fairly calm beach and they think, you know, I can do this. And you're, well, hey, look, there's a process and there's a standard for reasons because it is a whole different ball game. And I appreciate that you guys understand that. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you for the good information and for keeping us safe at the beach. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Friday. Absolutely.